My parents are both writers, and for my entire life, my dad has worn a plastic pen on a piece of string looped around his neck. He wears this at all times, except possibly in the bath or when he's asleep, always ready to jot things down. My mum, on the other hand, only wrote with a certain fountain pen, and as a child I envied the way she thoughtfully dipped it in an ink pot. It seems a very writerly thing to do. But the way I write is completely different. I chuck everything straight at the screen, typing as fast as two fingers will allow, a torrent of misspelled, misspaced words. It doesn't matter if it's rubbish. I don't aim for a certain number of words a day. I just let it all out. Before I get to this stage, however, there has been a lot of thinking, ideas percolating in my head while I wash the dishes, catch the bus, walk the dog, lie in the bath. In some ways, this is the best part, when I'm just starting out, deciding what the story will be and who's going to tell it, and I haven't yet dug myself into a narrative hole. Then I make handwritten notes on the envelope of an unopened bill or the back of a leftover paper napkin. I used to think I had to write down every single idea or I'd forget it, as people say will happen with dreams. But these days I tell myself that if I can't find a scrap of paper, it doesn't matter, because if the idea is any good, I won't forget it. And anyway, I always remember my dreams. As the idea for the book brews, as the scribble notes start to build up, then it's time to plan. If it's a novel, I might play around with family trees. If it's non-fiction, then I draw up a timeline, start to collect photographs, write a list of places that would be good to visit in the name of research. Then I draw up a chapter outline, and whether it's a novel or a non-fiction book, I always do the same. There will be 20 chapters, I have a week to write each one. After 5 months, I'll have the first draft of the book. Reassured by all this incredibly brilliant planning, I put the chapter outline in a drawer and forget about it. I don't know why I write the way I do. It's a very laborious method to chuck everything at the screen. Even if it's just a piece of journalism, I'll write 3 times the required amount. Then to me, the real work begins. The sifting and refining, the editing and rewriting, the head-banging effort to make things flow, to build a story. That's when the shouting begins, the groans, the insults and threats to my Mac. I work best in the mornings, but I quite often edit all night long, moving passages, making connections, adding and deleting. Then I wake up. It's morning. My jaw is sore and I've got frown lines on my forehead. Oh no! I've been writing in my sleep again. What a waste of time. Now I have to sit down at my computer and start the whole thing from scratch once more.